everyone, and welcome to the Barbell Mamas podcast. My name is Christina Previtt. I'm a pelvic floor physical therapist, researcher in exercise and pregnancy, and a mom of two who has competed in CrossFit, powerlifting, or weightlifting, pregnant, postpartum, or both. In this podcast, we want to talk about the realities of being a mom who loves to exercise. Whether you're a recreational exerciser or an athlete, we want to talk about all of the things that we go through as females going into this motherhood journey. We're going to talk about fertility, pregnancy, and postpartum topics that are relevant to the active individual. While I am a pelvic floor physical therapist, I am not your pelvic floor physical therapist, and know that this podcast does not substitute medical advice. All right, come along for this journey with us while we navigate motherhood together, and I can't wait to get started. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another bonus episode of the Barbell Mamas podcast. Christina Previtt here, and I am not really that surprised by 24.3. We knew that this very classic CrossFit couplet-ish workout was coming out. And so if we haven't been doing our thrusters and avoiding all of our gymnastics like me, we are going to pay for it in this week's workout. So what do we have ourselves in for? So for 15 minutes is a time cap, 5 rounds, 10 thrusters at 65 pounds for RX, 10 chest to bar pull-ups, then rest a minute, 5 rounds, 7 thrusters at 95 pounds, 7 bar muscle-ups. Honestly, if I was still competitively training, this would have been so fun, so miserable, but so fun. And if we are going in the scale division, the weights chuck down a little bit. So they go down to 65. Oops, that's RX. That's wrong. It's not. I think it's 45 and 65. And then it's jumping chest to bar pull-ups and thrusters and chin over bar pull-ups. So that's the scaled version of this workout. So let's kind of talk about some of our scaling, or some of our strategy options rather, and then we'll go into some of our scaling for pregnancy postpartum. So when we are thinking about this workout, it is meant to be a sprint. It is meant to be fast transitions, unbroken sets, ideally, depending on how you do for pull-up volume, but also do not underestimate the grip fatigue from doing 50 chest to bar pull-ups to having to do 35 bar muscle-ups. When we are thinking about this workout, getting one bar muscle-up or getting well into those second rounds, those are going to be those differentiators, right? Being able to get through 50 chest to bar pull-ups, having to rest that minute, and then being able to get yourself over the bar for that bar muscle-up, at least that first one, is going to be a major differentiator in this workout, especially on the women's side. That 95-pound bar is also going to be no joke. So while we want to be sprinting through that 95 or that first 5 rounds, know that a 1 minute rest is not a ton to get into another heavier and more skilled couplet. And we want to try and save our grip as much as possible. So what are some things that I would be thinking about as an athlete if I was coming into this workout? So the first thing is, what is your relative skill from the thruster or the gymnastics? Like, where is gonna be your weak point that you know that you're gonna need to take some breaks? So for me, the thruster weight would be fairly manageable. Even that 95-pound bar, my heart would be exploding. But the bigger thing for me is gonna be my grip on the chest to bar and the bar muscle up, because that is not a strong point for me. So as much as I would want to start, like me, realistic recreational athlete, as much as I would want to start unbroken on those chest to bars, I can't promise that I wouldn't go into two broken sets or start butterfly and go to a kipping chest to bar. So I recognize that I am going to lose some time on the gymnastics. So I am going to try and go unbroken on the thruster. Where so many people get tripped up on these couplets is they hold their breath on the thruster and they hold their breath on the gymnastics, right? We talk a lot about breath holding with bracing for heavy weights, but a lot of people don't realize that in order to try and get that extra bit of oomph, especially on a chest to bar and a bar muscle up that requires a bigger movement, people hold their breath a lot. And what that does is it jacks up your heart rate. So I would be telling all of my athletes, and that is all of you who are listening to this, if you have the movement pattern down and you're not worried about, oh, I need to think about my knee being in this position, and you feel pretty comfortable with these movements, focus on your breath. Focus on your breath from as soon as that workout starts. Be intentional with it. So when you are doing a thruster, breathe in, breathe out as the weight goes overhead. Breathe in as the bar is on you, breathe out as it's overhead. And we talked about this for pelvic floor, but I want you to know this for a performance, from a performance viewpoint. So many of our high level athletes, the only thing they are focusing on is keeping their breath under control while moving fast. And one of the easiest ways for us to do that from a performance perspective is to be intentional about our breathing, even when our heart rate is in more moderate ranges. And that is going to be true for the gymnastics section as well, right? Make sure you are being intentional with your breath. Have you ever thought about your breath when you're cycling for a gymnastics chest to bar? It's easier in a kipping pull-up than it is for a butterfly because the time that you are under tension, there's a bit of an ease off, not a complete ease off, but there is no breaks in a butterfly where you're under constant tension. So there's a little bit of a difference in when you would potentially take a breath if you were doing a kipping pull-up versus a butterfly. So if you were doing a kipping pull-up, I might exhale as my chest hits the bar and then inhale on the way down on the swing as I'm pushing away, right? And then what that's gonna do is it's gonna keep my heart rate under control for a lot longer. Okay, it's gonna keep my heart rate under control for a lot longer. With that 1 minute rest, try to control your breathing. Be very intentional in and out. Get into a recovery position. Rechalk your hands and get ready for the next bar. Here, your heart rate's gonna be high going into these movements. And then it depends on your proficiency with the bar muscle. If you are having trouble stringing them together, really be intentional off your first kip, how you come down. When individuals are tired, instead of coming down into that hollow hold position, they start to get into these piking positions and then they lose all of their momentum and they start chicken winging to get up for the bar muscle up. Do not hit a red line on those bar muscle ups, especially for many women. For many of my mamas, they're going to be the limiting factor. For a lot of people, they're going to be the limiting factor. It is a lot of intention to make sure that individuals are getting those sets out, and you would do much better to go 3-2-2 than hit a set of five and have to rest for 30 seconds to get another one. And then now that set of seven just took you twice the length that it would have if you would have done three, shook out your hands, did two. So figure out how under fatigue you do with bar muscle ups. Like, this is not how many unbroken you can do when you're fresh in the gym. This is at the end of your workout, can you AMRAP these out and how many can you get in that workout? All right, where are we thinking here from a core and pelvic floor perspective? So the weight on this may be a bit of a pelvic floor consideration for the thruster, but a lot of people are going to be talking about the gymnastics from a pregnancy and postpartum perspective. So here's going to be my PSA to start this off. If you are still struggling with core rehab, or you are still working through gaining strength in the chest to bar from your abs perspective, or you are coning still with chest to bar, and you want to do this workout, do it. Do it. If you are doing these chest bars and you do it for this one workout, you are not going to make anything worse. You are not going to make yourself have persistent diastasis recti. Heck, unless somebody was staring at you and filming it or you had your shirt off, you wouldn't even know if you were coning at all. It's okay. If you are choosing in the postpartum period to try this workout out and you are worried about the gymnastics piece, go for it. The secondary piece is, and this is kind of in my own camp, right? Like, I was competing competitively until July. I have not been competitively CrossFitting for the last 6 months because hashtag life. I have no business trying to butterfly chest bar pull-ups or string together a bunch of bar muscle-ups, despite the fact that I could hit 10 or 11 unbroken bar muscle-ups prior to July. It is a body readiness thing for me, and I am thinking about longevity for me in the sport, and this is not my open. Okay, this is my participation with the community and loving all of the joy. It is not about ruining my core. It is not about my pelvic floor. It is absolutely that my grip, my elbows, and my shoulders do not have the capacity right now to handle that volume. And so I'm going to be mindful of that as I go through this workout and do this for fun and see how far I get. And I'm not going to worry about it. And I'm just going to have fun with this. And it's probably going to stoke a really big fire that is going to make me mad that this would have been a really good workout for me a year ago. And that is not the case right now, but that is okay. So the first thing is I want to give you permission. Okay. Permission, just like with the double unders, I'm giving you permission on the core side that if you are wanting to try chest bar pull-ups for the first time in the postpartum period, because it's part of the open, go for it. Okay. The second thing is, let's talk about pregnancy modifications. So when gymnastics stuff comes in, it can really suck for our pregnant athletes because it feels like they cannot do some of these modifications. Okay, so let's talk about options. So I actually really like the scaled options for pregnant athletes, depending on where they're at in their pregnancy. So I love the idea of jumping chest bar pull-ups and kipping pull-ups if you still feel comfortable doing those movements in your pregnancy. Those are wonderful scaling options for individuals who are maybe earlier on in their pregnancy or don't feel comfortable with the bar muscle-up or the chest bar is a little bit too much, but they wanna have some options where they're still hanging from the bar. So those are great options. The idea is with this workout, you want to have one easier option because volume is higher and one harder option. So the thing that we have to think about with our modifications is where do we stand there? One of my favorite modifications to get individuals still doing vertical pulling is to get individuals doing rack chins. So if you are further along in your pregnancy, you can set up a bar where you can be doing rack chin chest to bars, and you are able to still get a bit of that kipping motion, and you can then do kipping chest to bar and pull-ups, or rack chin chest to bar rack chin pull-ups, or you can do rack chin chest to bar vertical row, right? So instead of coming in a vertical pulling position, because for a bar muscle up, you're really trying to draw your hands down to your hip bones. It becomes more of a horizontal pull. You can then, with the same rack chin, switch into a horizontal, like rowing type of position coming underneath the bar. So those are some of the options that I really love. I am always, when I'm thinking about pregnant modifications, and this is definitely true in the gymnastics space, is I'm trying to maintain the stimulus of the workout. There are inevitably going to be people who are going to do modifications and say, do one ring row and one dip for every bar muscle up. Well, cool. Like, I get it. You're breaking down that motion. It takes 5 times as long to do one of those reps than it would take me to do a bar muscle up rep. And then that completely changes the stimulus that CrossFit is trying to do, which is your heart exploding out of your chest while you're trying to fling yourself on top of a bar. So consider that stimulus, and we want to make sure that our heart rates are staying high, because that is the point. So those are some of my pregnant modifications. From a postpartum perspective, I told you, like, this is just purely a skill for modification. So you can take whatever option you want. If you are postpartum and you may not have your bar muscle ups yet, but you have some of your chest to bar and you want to spend the 15 minutes trying to get as many RX reps as possible, heck yes, sister, you go for it. And if you want to try and get your first bar muscle up and do these RX, go for it. I love it. Where are we thinking for modifications in that postpartum period if that is not what we're wanting? A lot of the modifications in the scaled and pregnant categories also work in the postpartum period, depending on how far you are and what you choose to do. Let's talk about the thruster now. So the thruster weight, the 65-pound bar for a lot of individuals is going to feel okay. Everybody kind of hates thrusters, but the 65-pound bar might be okay. The second bar is potentially the challenge. Like 95 is not a scoffable weight. Most individuals aren't going to experience as much incontinence with this, but it's going to be around fatigue management. So some individuals may feel some leaking heaviness or discomfort as they get to the heavy bar, as their body gets tired. By controlling the breath strategy and making sure you're not dumping into the bottom of the thruster, that's going to keep that sensation to a minimum. Okay, so pick the right weights for you. And I would, the biggest recommendation from a pelvic health perspective is to try and stay sub-threshold-ish, or what you think is going to be two weights that are going to keep you below threshold to keep the intensity of the workout, but also keep yourself in a good zone that you feel comfortable with respect to your pelvic symptoms. When we are thinking about our pregnant athletes, I really don't have any modifications that I'm going to give you for a pregnant person in general, but I'm going to put a star beside that and talk about how you feel within your body during pregnancy. There are many individuals who are not going to need a modification for this. If 65, 95 pounds still feel great, cool, full range of motion, overhead, you're great. Some points of performance are watch your baby bump as you clean that up to your shoulder. And make sure that as you're pressing overhead, you're not arching your back too much. It just might cause some discomfort around your midline. Again, you're not going to ruin anything, but just, it's not going to put you in a very strong position. So just make sure that rib cage stays stacked over your pelvis as the barbell comes up overhead. And be mindful of the fact that you have a bit of relaxant that's giving you some range of motion. So you might be a little bit lower in that thruster than you were before. Your squat stance is going to be the thing that we can modify to give room for baby bump. But what happens if you do not feel comfortable with this? What are some things that you can do? So the first thing is we can obviously modify the load, right? So find a weight that 95-pound thruster for some people during their pregnancy does not feel good. That is absolutely fine. And we'll change it. The second thing is if you don't feel comfortable cleaning it from the ground, then take it from the rack. Okay, so instead of starting from the floor, start from your shoulder by having it set up. The only hard part about that is if you're doing Friday Night Lights, and so many people are using the gymnastics bar, it might be hard to set a bar up, but you can always figure out based on your gym's setup. So you can take that from the rack. The other thing might be the range of motion. So for some people, they can full squat all the way down to their calves until delivery. Other people can have pelvic pain or discomfort around their pubic bone that feels really uncomfortable in a deep squat. So there you can have a target that you can reach that feels comfortable. So what I'm going to encourage you to do is go as low as you can, but not lower than feels comfortable. So if that means a low box that just prevents you from kind of hitting your calves, cool. If that is a wall, if that is a bench, if that is a higher box, whatever that depth is for you that feels good, I would have you stick there. And then postpartum, all of those same modifications, depending on how you're feeling and how your pelvis feels and what you feel comfortable with, is where we are going to move and make some of those modifications, knowing that obviously they're deviating from the way that CrossFit wrote this workout, and so we can't submit it to the main game site. That is all of my thoughts around 24.3. I actually really love these workouts. I know some people were kind of like humming and hawing about the hinge, but the double snatch has this rotary component and the deadlift obviously did not. And I just thought they were great. They were super fun. Like, they were fairly easy for a lot of the members of the community to do RX. Like, that's kind of the perfect point. Like, quarterfinals, we're going to start putting in some bigger workouts, but this is for the community, right? Like, the open is for the community. It is having fun in the box. It is high-fiving your friends who are doing this. It's probably a little bit too competitive on the recreational side when people are doing this workout three times from Friday to Monday, but it's all in good fun. So I'm excited for it. Good luck, everybody. Make sure you keep tagging the Barbell Mamas. We just love that you guys are tagging us in this workout, and I can't wait to debrief on all things quarterfinals for additional bonus episodes. We'll see you all on Monday when our next podcast episode goes out live, and otherwise have a great time in the last Friday Night Lights with all of your communities. See you later, mamas.